Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
So we're here with Mariah Peters. Well, I can't say Mariah Peters because that's how I met you way back in the day. Yeah. But it's now Mariah Smallbone. You're married to Joel with For King of Country, which I got to say, when I heard that, it was exciting because we're huge For King of Country fans at our house. I want to kind of start with talking about Becoming Us, your guys' podcast. I started listening to it because being the For King Country fans we are, we have the special connection with Joel because I think it was 2019. He did a pregnancy announcement for us. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those, like, we asked because we were doing a video interview. We weren't sure if we're going to get to use it or not because we've had a little bit of a history of infertility between our kid, our oldest in the middle. So I was like, well, we're either going to get to use this or we're not. It's either going to be a memory or it's going to be something that we get to use.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have that very special connection with Joel. So I started listening to the podcast just as a fan of Joel, as a fan of For King Country. And then of course, as a fan of Mariah back in the day, started as kind of listening as a fan. It just really started digging in a little bit. The more I got in through binging all the series, the episodes here. One of the things I want to talk about is, when you guys went into this, was it something that you guys intended to do being raw and being really real? Or is that just something that happened as in the process of recording the episodes?
Well, Jake, I'm not at all surprised that Joel recorded that video for you, that baby announcement video. He's a wonderful, authentic guy. And he's the same person on stage as he is off, and you could probably tell by your conversation with him. When we started Becoming Us, there were two very specific criteria that we went into it with. First of all, we had been asked to do this podcast, and it took a lot of convincing for us to open up our story and be that vulnerable. The first criteria was we really wanted to have our mentor be a part of it. You know, we're pretty young in our marriage. We're pretty young in general. We don't have kids. And so I think it's really important, just from a self-awareness standpoint, to realize that there's a lot of stuff that we believe and think right now that we might not think and believe in 5 years from now, but that doesn't negate the importance of this season. So we wanted to invite our mentor, Carrie Hasenbaugh, into it so that she could sort of be accountability and we wouldn't have the pressure of providing any answers. We just wanted to share our story and ask questions and let her sort of be our advice columnist, if you will. And then secondly, the other criteria was to approach this with complete rawness and realness. There's such a lack of resources for young married couples. You know, there's tons of books for dating. There's a lot of guidance for parents, but Joel and I have been married for 8 years and we don't have kids. And it's this in between that, you know, we're laying the foundation of our family right now. And it seems like, particularly in like Christian culture, this season is really skipped over and breezed over. And we have so many friends that are in this season as well. And so when we were looking at what resources were there, what we found was like a lot of sugar-coated, really Skittles rainbow versions of marriage. And we're like, we need to, if we're going to do this, let's not add to the noise. Let's absolutely keep it real and be very transparent about some of the things that we're facing. And honestly, it was natural. We have a small group that we call Slow Church, and it's a group of just tons of couples in our area that come together. And these are all the conversations that we have. So it was really a natural thing to do in the end, even though I fought it the way I did at the beginning.
I just can't get over him meeting you as Maria. Like, that just stuck with me through the whole episode.
It's disgusting. It's really disappointing.
Oh my gosh. But I think you're right. You know, when we were young in our marriage, we're 16 years down the road, And I hope that's right. Otherwise,
congratulations. I'll pay for it later. 16. Wow.
But we got married super duper young. I was 20. She was 19. We had a lot of mentorship from family. We had some of that, but you're right. There's not a whole lot that's there. And one of the things that really, really struck hard is when you guys were talking about when you guys really became one, and it was through some medical issues and that. I just remember, you know, our first few years, it was like we were roommates. You know, I had an awesome roommate, but there's that point that we started becoming one, and we started truly that connection there and moving forward. And just the realness and the rawness that you guys have talking about that is, you know, incredible from two people who have a spotlight in the Christian culture and the Christian music industry. I mean, it's just incredible to see that coming and that transparency coming from that arena.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
As you guys were recording that, did you guys learn anything more about each other? Was that kind of like a growing experience as well?
It was certainly a surprising experience. There were a lot of things that came up in the process of going back and, you know, unearthing and rereading our story that neither of us knew. And those moments were captured on screen. So this was a cinematic podcast as well as an audio-based one. And so there are quite a few moments where, you know, Joel's playing recordings for me, and he used to do audio journaling, and he had a few clips from when we were dating that he had never played for me before. So yeah, there were definitely some surprises. So if you watch it, I hope you enjoy those moments.
So let's transition to this album that you have coming out. By this point, it will have already come out. One of the things that I'm really seeing as kind of a theme is just the diversity that has gone into this album. Number one, being a Mexican-American artist, you know, but also being female. And one of the things that CCM gets a lot of flack for, I think, a bit, is just sometimes the lack of diversity that comes in. And I just want to park here for just a minute and talk about that and just what has gone into this album as far as being intentional about bringing other voices into the mix.
Yeah, that's really, really brave and kind of you to mention. I think it's always been a wrestle for me. Actually, I should say it's been a wrestle for me since I moved to Nashville. You know, I grew up in the Los Angeles area and was used to going to quinceañeras and bar mitzvahs and joining Filipino family parties and African-American parties and just having a very wide range of friends, and also seeing men and women pretty equally represented in leadership, like a female principal, a female doctor. My dad was a judge, and female firewomen, and like my best friend became a police officer. And so I've seen so much so soon and so early that there weren't really any boxes or limitations as to what someone can do. And so when I moved to Nashville and realized that I was certainly the minority for the first time in my life, being in a town called Franklin, Tennessee, I think my heart for home really, it just was strong. I just had a desire to do life with and be surrounded by people who were different than me. That includes my Caucasian sisters and brothers as well. So both my husband and I, my husband being an immigrant from Australia, have always prioritized proximity to people who look different, think different, vote different, because we just feel like that's the healthiest way to live. You know, when you're surrounded by people who are monolithic and only agree with you, there's not that iron sharpening iron. So, I mean, ironically, and this is quite frankly the first interview that I have done around the Live at the Quarry EP and project. So I can truly say that I've never thought about the diversity element to the Quarry video. I just asked my friends, and my friends happened to be from all different kinds of backgrounds. So I think it was a natural consequence.
That's so cool. And I bring that up just because that's been kind of a thing in me, is making sure that you have other voices. And it not necessarily being a, you know, I have to do this, you have to check this box from a politically correct standpoint or whatever, but just having those other voices. I love how you say iron sharpens iron, because that's just so true.
Yeah.
And I've also read an article, it might have been a little bit older of an article, about being intentional about writing with other women as well, you know, in this space. And just being able to have that rawness moment that you can share the experiences with, you know, and it's not necessarily about that the other person is a woman or, you know, whatever checks that diversity box, but it's about sharing in those stories and sharing in those experiences more than who they are.
Well said. Well said, Jake. I think that really resonated with me when I started writing with my friends in a project called Trala. You know, when I toured the Brave album, I put together an all-female band, and that was just because I wanted more connection and community on the road. There was just a way of relating with my sisters that there were certain lines I couldn't cross with guys that I could with girls, if you get what I mean. And so I think in the years of writing music with Jesse Jones, I learned that there's a very unique strength that comes from writing with women that I hadn't experienced before. And my writing sessions and my experiences with guys have been completely redeemed. I mean, those have been beautiful moments to work with some of my favorite producers in Nashville and overseas and in LA. So it's nice to have a diversity element to things. What's unique about this project is that I actually did something I had never done before, and that was I wrote and produced it all on my own in my bedroom, in my guest room at my house, like just on my computer, in a barn, in a cabin, just in different places. And that brought out its own unique experience in the creative space as well. So I think it's important for people to really try everything. Try writing with people who are like you. Try writing with people who are not like you. Try writing by yourself. If you're at all in the creative space, every room has something to offer.
And as we kind of wrap up and just kind of finish talking about this EP, I got to say it's about time that Joel supports one of your projects. I know that you sang on, I think it was Pioneers, on their latest album. So, I mean, you've been helping them out. You've been supporting him. It's about time that he comes and helps you on one of your projects.
Cut him some slack. He actually, we've always supported one another's projects, and it's typically in the background. We consider each other to be our test and approve. So even if we're not like in the inner circles of writing, or, and sometimes we are, but when we're not, having that objective creative opinion to test and approve the work that we're doing is just as valuable.
And of course, I'm just, you know, I'm just giving grief, but yeah, it's so cool to see that trade-off between the two of you singing on the Burn the Ships album, and then him coming over and joining you for one of the songs on this album here on the CP Hears.
Yeah.
So fun to see.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll pass on the appreciation.
Well, we just appreciate you joining us here. And this is one of our, a little bit shorter of an episode for us, but technical difficulties and all the things happened. I'm so glad that you spent the time with us and that we got this interview through.
Yeah.
I think such a fun episode here, Mariah. Just really thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, Jake. I appreciate short and sweet.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.